I would like to tell you about Amos Moses today. At first you might think he must be a famous preacher or a biblical scholar with a name like that. There are a lot of Amish that live near us in Indiana with the name Moses. But this Moses was an Amish. Amos Moses was an alligator. He belonged to a friend of mine named John. He lived with John in his house, under the bed most of the time, until he became too big and John had to give him up. Now you have to remember, as I tell this story, that it took place in central Indiana. People here in Florida are used to seeing alligators, not so much in Indiana. I met Amos Moses when John was in seminary. I was his advisor for a year. And John had this idea for Epiphany. He would dress up as one of the wise men and bring Amos Moses as his gift to the baby Jesus. He had gone to the Episcopal church he attended with his idea, but was told that they were not alligator people. He came to me, and I told him, sure. I said, we can be alligator people. No one knew John was coming with his gift. So when it was time for the sermon, I sat down, and John came from the back of the church dressed in a bathrobe and a headdress carrying Amos. He shouted, where is the baby, the Savior that has been born? As he carried the alligator down the center aisle of the church, he called all the children, about seven of them, to gather around him up front. They were very smart kids and told him they didn't think the alligator was a very good gift to bring to the baby Jesus. They talked, and he did a great job leading the kids to think about the kinds of gifts they could bring to the baby. A good 20 years has passed since that epiphany, but I bet not one of the children that were there that day ever forgot the day the crazy man brought the alligator to church. I would like to look at two questions today. What are alligator people like, and what can we lay at the feet of Jesus? I think alligator people are people who think out of the box and are willing to do and try new things. In a lot of ways, we have been alligator people for the past few years. How many of us had ever heard of Zoom? But we learned it and did it, and maybe some even became pros. Who would have believed we would go to church by turning on the television? And we have. How many of us ever thought we would have our groceries delivered or order them to pick up? Maybe as alligator people, we need to think out of the box on how to reach people who have no church community. Dean Corbett came up with the idea of putting on a skit about a story in the Bible at a coffee house and having a discussion afterwards. We met different people in the community, and we had fun doing it. Maybe you have a different idea of ways we might do church or bring people into our community and are willing to help. You could bring someone to the gospel according to country music that we have once a month. I originally developed it for the unchurched. Remember, we have to think like alligator people. There are people who need a faith community and need to know that they are loved by God and have been saved by His Son on the cross. Now, what can we bring to the feet of Jesus? I have another story from the church I attended and was raised up as a priest that was passed down through the years. It happened about 1930, after the crash of 1929. The church during that time had fallen on hard times. They didn't have a priest, and they had lost most of their members. The bishop at the time wanted to close the church, but said if there were at least 3 people who would come to worship every Sunday, he would keep it open. 3 elderly women showed up every Sunday at 10 o'clock and sat in the cold church and prayed till 11 and then went home. The church remained open, and after World War II, it was a booming congregation again. Those women probably weren't thinking they were giving a gift at the time they did it, but they did. A gift that saved a church. We each can make a difference. We each have gifts that we can bring to this church and our community. Too often, we think of gifts only as talents and abilities, which are gifts indeed when used for God's kingdom. But there are countless gifts that take no talent at all. There is the gift of presence. Just sitting silently with a person is a gift. Sometimes a person just needs to know that there is someone who cares enough to be there. There is the gift of forgiveness. Sometimes the hardest gift to give, but we know that in order to be forgiven, we must forgive. Some gifts are easier. Kindness, a smile, a hug, a phone call, a card, a visit, a meal. All of them show someone we care and that they are important. The gifts we can give others are countless. Today we hear of the coming of the wise men from the East. It was a time in history when people were looking for God to come into the world. They were astronomers who looked for signs in the sky to see the future. They believed that a new star in the sky was a sign that an important event had taken place, like a birth of a king. They may have seen a comet or a brilliant conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter. We will never know for sure, but something happened in the sky that led them on a journey to find the Christ child. The wise men were not only astronomers, but also advisors to a king at the time. We know because they brought expensive gifts. They opened their treasure chests and brought gold, a gift for a king. Frankincense, a gift for a priest to use at temple worship, and myrrh, a gift used at one's death to prepare the body for burial. Strange gifts for a child, but gifts that foretell of the life that Jesus would lead. They traveled from the East, but where they came from or how long it took them to get there isn't as important as the fact is they came. They were seekers. They packed their bags, left their families, and went on a difficult journey to find God incarnate in the form of a young child. We too are seekers on a journey to find Christ, to follow Christ, and to be Christ-like. For most of us, it is a lifelong journey. It is personal, and it is different for each of us. We make mistakes, wrong turns, but we are led back by Christ as a lamb is led by the shepherd. Christ is always calling us to himself. The door is always open. Being in a faith community, we are reminded weekly who we are and who we belong through our worship and our connections with other Christians. We need each other. The greatest gift we can give Jesus and others is simple. It's recorded many places in Scripture. It's easy to understand and easy to remember. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. God gave us a gift, his Son. Jesus gave us a gift, his life. He laid down his life so that our sins would be forgiven and we would inherit eternal life. We can never repay such a gift, but we can try to live a life worthy of such a gift. The last verse of our gospel hymn that we sang says, "What can I give him? I can give him my heart." May we too open our treasure chests and bring our hearts, our love to the Christ child and to all God's children. For love is the greatest treasure of all. Amen.